Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a special clinical focus on aged garlic extract. And let me tell you how this podcast originated. I'm reading the Wall Street Journal the other morning, as I do most mornings. And it was a couple of weeks ago, and I see here various headlines. Trump ousts his campaign manager. Well, that happened a few weeks ago. And then there's a profile apropos of the NBA playoffs of LeBron James. There's news of a rise in the global stock markets as they predict that the British initiative to leave the EU was going to be defeated. Brexit was, they predicted it wasn't going to happen. Well, a few weeks later, we know the outcome. And then I'm reading along, and all of a sudden I see an article entitled, Does Aging Make Garlic Better? And it's all about aged garlic extract. So I thought this would give us an opportunity, pretext for taking a look at what I consider one of the most important tools in our integrative medicine armamentarium, which is aged garlic extract. Today, we're talking to Jay Levy, who's director of sales for Wakanaga of America. They are the makers of Kyolic aged garlic extract. Jay, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. Hoffman, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. Okay, so, pretty exciting. Wall Street Journal headlines about aged garlic extract. Tell us about the article.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is I got a call from the writer who was working for the Wall Street Journal, and she said that she was given the task of writing about black garlic or aged black garlic. And she said once she kind of started looking into the data, she realized that there was way more information on aged garlic extract than black garlic, and realized that, you know, there were clinical trials that had been done on aged garlic extract, and, you know, black garlic is basically a food product. So she quickly realized that she had to change the whole temper of the story. And it ended up that the story was about black garlic, about aged garlic extract, and a little bit about raw fresh garlic, and, you know, comparing kind of the different types of garlics that are available to the consumer.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you see these articles, you know, you suspect in this age of, you know, PR and press agentry that it was a, quote, placed article. You know, a lot of things appear in the news. You wonder, like, there's some active PR agency who scored a hit and got the product featured in a magazine or on TV newsletter. But in this case, it was fortuitous because they just were saying, you know, let's investigate the claims about garlic. They came across this sort of esoteric thing, which I've never seen this stuff, black garlic. Does black garlic incorporate some of the same properties of Kyolic aged garlic extract, or is black garlic perhaps the origin originally of Kyolic?
Well, that's a great question, and that's kind of where this article goes. You know, basically, black garlic is not a supplement. It's a food product that you eat with your food. And, you know, the problem with raw fresh garlic and even black garlic, it's just really difficult to eat a therapeutic dose. Plus, you know, when you're talking about a natural plant like garlic, each bulb is a little bit different. You know, you don't know exactly what you're getting. It's not standardized. Some could be stronger, some could be weaker, some could, you know, and it's the same with black garlic. It's a food product. It's they take this black garlic, and they cook it a little bit and age it. And obviously when you cook garlic, you change the chemical constituency considerably. And you basically denature the garlic bulb. You still get the flavor, and that's really what you're doing in you know, condiment style, doing it for the flavor. And, you know, to say there's no benefits and to tell people not to do it, of course I would never do that. But it's just almost impossible to eat enough raw, fresh garlic or this black garlic to really get a therapeutic dose.
Well, I notice if my garlic sits around, you know, I use a lot of fresh garlic, but sometimes I don't get around to using a bulb. And if it sits around too long, it sort of turns brown and sort of black. Is that what they're talking about, or is this some kind of special culinary delight?
I think there's a special process, exactly. To get it to that stage. However, there are now not only is black garlic a food form, that there are a couple different supplements that are available. They're not big sellers because, unfortunately, like raw fresh garlic, you know, you're just going to have to deal with the odor and the side effects, you know, of eating too much raw fresh garlic. The odor, the burning of the mucosa, the lining of the throat and stomach. You know, raw fresh garlic is really a pretty harsh little plant. You've heard it called nature's antibiotic. You know, so of course, anti means against, biotic means life. Mm-hmm. You don't really want to consume too much of anything on a daily basis that's against life. So with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, we use this natural aging process where we take organically grown garlic bulbs, we clean them, cut them, slice them, we put them in these stainless steel aging tanks, and they sit in these stainless steel aging tanks for up to 20 months. Hmm. And a natural bioconversion happens where all those harsh oil-soluble chemical compounds, and they're the ones that are responsible for the odor and the harsh irritative effects, they're converted to safe and stable water-soluble compounds. And the beauty of that is, when we originally came up with this process, we really weren't doing it to make the garlic odorless. We were doing it to get rid of those harsh, irritative, unstable compounds. But what we found is those harsh, irritative compounds were oil-soluble compounds, and the water-soluble compounds were the ones that, you know, really had the most benefit on the body, and you could take a therapeutic dose without getting the side effects.
Right. So there's actually a difference between eating garlic and taking kyolic, which is that it contains certain unique allyl compounds, namely SAC, S-A-C, or S-allylcysteine. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, Doc, you know, this is garlic is a natural plant with natural substances. And, you know, unlike the pharmaceutical industry, we're not trying to extract out one and isolate one active compound. The reality is there are many allyl compounds, as you say, or organosulfur water-soluble compounds. And it's essentially water-soluble sulfur compounds that are responsible for the health benefits in aged garlic extract.
Mm-hmm.
We use S-allylcysteine as a marker compound, meaning that in this aging process, once the S-allylcysteine content gets to a certain level, that's when we know we can stop the aging process.
So in a sense, it is standardized. Really, in a sense, it's standard. It's not standardized for one compound. But it has a mixture of compounds, but that's the signature compound that tells you that the batch is a potent deliverer of these beneficial properties.
Correct. Exactly. And it's not, once again, there are many active ingredients, and we're doing pharmacognosy work right now, pharmacology work right now on it, but there are, what we know, there are thousands of compounds that work and that are responsible for the health benefits of aged garlic extract.
Which we'll get to in just a moment, but, you know, you've been with the company for a really long time. I've been working with you over many years. We've had a long association. What's the origin of the company? Is this company, first of all, it's a Japan-based company, correct? And they are...
Their
original product was the Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, or are they sort of a broad-based nutraceutical or food company?
No, the aged garlic extract is their main product. Kyolic is actually only available in the United States and Japan, where the parent company is. The product's actually called Liepin.
Mm-hmm.
And, Liepin, Leo, is lion, and it really, the translation is powerful lion in Japanese for the Japanese product. Kyolic in the U.S. is really just a made-up word, and the prefix KYO, means powerful, and lick are just the last three letters in garlic. So, you know, in the United States, kyolic is a made-up name, a made-up word, but you know, has significant meaning now.
And how was the product originally developed? Can you delve back into the history? Is it is a a very traditional product, or is it something that was the result of modern chemistry?
Ah, that's a great question, too. Great question. Well, as you know, garlic is arguably the first medicinal herb used by man. One of the first medicinal herbs used by man. It's been around a long time. There's a long history. There's a lot of empirical evidence, you know, that garlic works. We know that, you know, over thousands of years, as a matter of fact. And it's something that the Chinese did 10,000 years ago. They put garlic in vinegar and in wine and aged it that way. In around 1954-55, Manju Wakanaga, the founder of the company, got together with a German scientist, Dr. Eugene Schnell. And after the war, they were kind of they were trying to get the country back to being healthy. The land wasn't you know healthy. The people weren't healthy. The water wasn't good. The air wasn't good. And he actually said, you know, I want to do something. He was a banker, Manju Wakanaga was, and said, I want to do something that's going to help people. And got together with Eugene Schnell, and Eugene Schnell had this idea about this aging process for garlic. Once again, they knew garlic had many health benefits, but the reality was that, you know, garlic was typically used by immigrant populations, and you can't smell like garlic. It's mm-hmm. just
because they had a bad connotation. Know, it was it sort of had like a bad rep,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, less so now. Less so now. I think it was more of a social taboo, you know, in the 50s, the conservative era, you know, where, you know, everything was bland and ethnic foods were kind of discouraged and marginalized. And now it's kind of like a badge of honor to, you know, smell like garlic.
I would absolutely agree with that, Doctor. You know, I think garlic itself as a plant is really going through a renaissance, particularly here in the United States. And I kind of attribute it to all the cooking shows on TV, the Mediterranean diet,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with you. More people than ever are using garlic and, you know, subscribing to the health benefits of garlic. No question about it. However, you know, once again, that is garlic as a condiment, as a food source, not so much as a medicinal supplement, per se.
Right. You know, I have to say that
anyway,
yep, go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to finish just in Japan, the liquid extract has been available in the market for almost 60 years. And there's not really a health food industry, per se, in Japan. It's actually sold through pharmacies. And it's different because the laws are different, the regulations are different. Pharmacists, doctors can make health claims about, you know, the liquid aged garlic extract in Japan. So you know, that just the market's a little different. Of course, the culture's different. But the liquid is what's, you know, the biggest seller in Japan. And we do a good job with the liquid here in the States. But, you know, in Western societies, people would prefer to take capsules or tablets.
Capsules.
It's just from a convenience factor.
I have to say is that my original acquaintance with this goes way back before Kyolic became a sponsor of Intelligent Medicine. When I was first, even before I was, had gone to medical school, I was really into, you know, health foods and natural products. And in the old days, it used to come in a little, like a squeeze bottle, almost like eye drops. And then you would take that and you'd get a little 00 capsules and you'd fill a capsule with this brownish liquid. And then you'd swallow the capsule of liquid garlic. That was the original Kyolic, was it not? And that's what's used currently in Japan.
I have that description you just did. I have that sitting on my desk right now. And I've taken two capsules of the liquid extract today. Just the exact way that you said, I have the little squeeze bottle with the 00 size capsules and taking it that way. But like I said, you know, in Western societies, they want convenience and to make capsules and, you know, if it's good for you and it's good for your health, then you should be able to take time and do it. But I understand, you know, people are in a hurry and stressed out and they want things that are expedient and things that they can, you know, do conveniently.
And parenthetically, is it better to do it that traditional way, or now with the gel encapsulation, you basically get the same substance in a gel cap that dissolves, you know, not in your mouth, but way down in your stomach, right?
Yep. Well, you know, that of course was a question and a concern that we had. And you know, through doing the research, we've done research on the liquid extract and we've done it on the powdered extract, and the results are similar. So I would say no big difference between the liquid extract and the powdered extract versions. You know, you would have to think that liquid extract probably assimilates a little bit better, but like the powder, you still have to digest it and break it down.
So in the article, coming back to the Wall Street Journal article, they talk about the benefits of aged garlic extract, which we want to get into in depth. It says that overall Kyolic has shown more consistent positive results than fresh garlic in clinical trials. And they're interviewing Dr. Matthew Budoff, who's been a guest here on Intelligent Medicine. He's a professor at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. And he completed a study. He's actually one of the experts on something I talk about frequently, which is calcium scoring, the so-called EBT heart scan, which reveals cardiovascular risk, is he not? And he completed a trial, which was a very fascinating trial. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, he's actually done now five trials with using aged garlic extract. And what he basically found is that, and you know, typically, it's funny how people that really don't know anything about research don't understand, you know, typically when you do research, you need to do it on an unhealthy population. So, you know, Dr. Budoff is a cardiologist, and his patients are typically high-risk cardiovascular patients. And these are patients that have already had a heart attack, maybe one or two episodes. They're on probably multiple cardiovascular medications, from blood pressure medication to cholesterol medication to blood thinners to, you know, to aspirin, whatever. So he actually realize that, you know, we're getting involved too late in the process. You know, once somebody's already had a heart attack, you know, it's too late to help them. You really want to prevent these cardiovascular events. So he realized that you know, as a doctor, that he needed to get involved a little bit earlier in the process, and that is through you know, taking supplements like aged garlic extract and you know, changing your diet, exercising, getting proper rest. Anyway, in these studies, Dr. Budoff has found that aged garlic extract, and this is what I find so fascinating, has a positive impact on every single cardiovascular risk factor. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about modern medicine today, you know, they can lower blood pressure with a modicum of success. Mm-hmm. You know, they can have you know, a slight impact on cholesterol. They mm-hmm. they can do some of these things. But here's a natural substance that has a positive impact on every single cardiovascular risk factor. And even what's more interesting is aged garlic extract increases HDL, which there's not a drug out there that increases HDL. Here's a natural substance that increases your good cholesterol, which I think is so fascinating.
So it's a natural poly pill, and in addition, it has blood thinning effects, which prevents clots. Which is, you know, that's why a lot of people take daily aspirin or a daily Coumadin or some of these other sophisticated blood thinners, which sometimes have dangerous side effects because they're such potent blood thinners that they can cause excessive bleeding. Aged garlic extract has not been known to cause excessive bleeding. Perhaps it's something that you might think twice about before undergoing major surgery because of its blood-thinning properties, but not under ordinary circumstances. Then there's the vascular relaxation. I think they've demonstrated that. There's a reduction in plaque formation. I think when Dr. Budoff spoke to me, what was fascinating is that many of the patients, as you said, they have cardiovascular risk. So in this day and age, it's really not ethical to say, don't take anything, just take a Kyolic aged garlic extract. These patients were fully loaded to bear, with the statins, with the aspirin, with the blood pressure medications, but there was an additional benefit seen, an additive benefit, when they took Kyolic with their medications, which is sometimes hard to see because the medications are so powerful. Sometimes when you add a natural substance, the benefit is obscured.
right? Right. Well, you know, it, like with blood pressure, you know, it's just through medication exclusively, it's very difficult to have an impact on blood pressure. You know, if you don't change your diet, if you don't exercise, if you don't do other things. And what we found is, it's interesting, because of, I kind of consider aged garlic extract a bit like an adaptogen, kind of a modulator. You know, if you have super, yep. Thin blood, it doesn't thin it anymore.
Yes, yes, correct.
It kind of regulates it, modulates it.
That's a frequent question we get. You know, some people say, oh my goodness, if I take, aged garlic extract, will my cholesterol be too low? Will my blood pressure be too low? Will I be weak and dizzy? Will I, you know, start to bleed? And the answer is it is an adaptogen. It will get you more into the normal range without the likely side effects of over-medication. So that's, I think, an advantage.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, talking with, your listeners, you know, of course, it's always better to consult with your physician if you're going into surgery and let them know what you're taking and everything, you know, so.
So, yeah, I think that's a useful caveat. And, you know, sometimes doctors kind of wave their hands and say, well, you know, you're going to surgery. Don't take anything. Don't take any supplements. There are certain supplements which one might think twice about taking prior to a surgery where there would be a higher risk of bleeding. And I think that merely by, holding off on your aged garlic extract or any kind of garlic supplement or a blood thinning supplement like ginkgo biloba, or high dose fish oil, high dose vitamin E. These are some of the precautions you might take before a surgery. All right. This is a good point at which to pause because, we divide these podcasts into two parts. In part two, I want to kind of drill down into some of the particulars. We'll talk a little bit about, some of the studies. We'll talk a little bit about some of the other benefits. We'll talk about, some of the concerns that people might have. And we'll also talk about, dosage. And sometimes, Kyolic makes a lot of products, and there's a bewildering array of different product options there. We'll help you sort through them in just a moment. We're talking today to Jay Levy, Director of Sales for Wakanaga of America. They are the makers of Kyolic aged garlic extract and other products. And you can get more information at wakanaga.com or kyolic.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.